Hey Jim, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey Taylor, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Right on.
What's going on here?
Yeah. No, the call was in reference to that I made earlier was just a reference, a follow up to some finance offer I sent out about a month ago, and just was calling to see how business was going, see if there's any big projects or accounts you brought in on that may require some financing over there.
Well, yeah, I do. I do on average of between $4 to $5 million a year.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I mean, when you say I have a credit line, you know, I have a credit card. I on American Express, I average 40 to 60 grand a month.
Okay.
Which is payback immediately, as we know. So, what else you need to know?
Well. You know, you qualify, you're pre-approved for $250K.
Qualify? Where do you get that information?
So it's based off your UCC filing. Honestly, I'm having trouble pulling up your file on my screen for some reason. But it's based on your own financing history. It might have been with American Express, but that's basically how we got your information and where we generate, you know, your pre-approved offer from. But the $250,000 was pre-approved, like I said, off of that, and it's good for working capital and equipment financing. Are you looking to bring on any equipment over there?
I could be. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
That might make the decision on how I do it, or an investment, if you will.
Right. Okay.
It could be anywhere, but I don't need $250,000 equipment.
Yeah. No. That's just like what you're pre-approved for. You can have any amount. You said you do a gross annual sales of $4 to $5 million.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, we do the equipment financing, which is the rate start in the mid-single digits. It's about, you know, a traditional loan with monthly payments 2 to 5 years. And the other program that we have that you qualify for is a working capital. It's a fairly new program that you have access to more cash in your typical lines of credit. But how does it differ is, you know, the equipment financing is, a lot of it is based on credit score. And while the one... the working capital is actually based on sales. So we're able to free up anywhere from 10 to 15% off your top line revenue, which is $4 to $5 million. So we could maybe get you around anything from $500,000 to $600,000 in unsecured cash. But once again, you said you didn't need that much, correct?
No, I don't need anything like that.
Okay. So what kind of equipment are you thinking about bringing on?
It's not going to do any good. It's not, you know, I'd be looking to spend it. I don't need to do that, meaning the money you know, I certainly can use revenue and capital when it comes to payrolls and things like
right.
that. You run into, you know, I average 30 grand a week in payroll, and I get payments in reference to projects, which are with banks, you know, Wells Fargo, Ocwen, Bank of America, PNC,
right.
Ace. And these are all on the average of between $30,000 to $80,000, you know, progress payments.
Yeah, most definitely. When you take on a project, do you have to, you know, pay for it up front? Do you get paid after the project is done?
No, I pretty much make sure I don't start anything until I get that 30% start payment, simply because that's just not good business. You know, you don't
put
throwing money at something when you don't. What if something happens? You know,
now
bled money.
No, I hear you.
I have a contract. I have 30, 30, 30, and 10. Sometimes I'll break up the 30 into 15, 15, and I try to get a minimal amount at the end because people tend to punch list it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, yeah. They find a way to keep the money in their account.
Yeah, there's some suckers out there like that. Hopefully that hasn't happened to you before.
Of course. Sure it does. Yep.
Oh, man.
Sure. Well, it's nature of the beast. That's why you try to have the minimal amount at the end. If you're doing a $200,000 job, you know, 10% of that's 20 grand. So you get you want to get that down around 5, at least cut it in half, you know.
Right.
At the end. You try to do your, you know, so I try to do my due diligence when it comes to that. But, yeah, you know, I have my own assets, meaning I own three trucks.
Okay.
Own them. Other than, you know, actually 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four trucks?
I own, and then I make a payment, a bank, Eastern Bank, on one of them.
Are you looking to bring on trucks when you're talking about equipment or some other things?
You know, the working capital
is what you're looking at.
Is probably takes the edge off of bringing on a bigger project to be able to move in that direction. I would be looking at equipment if I had the opportunity. Look, you'd have to tell me this. Basically, you know, you got 20 grand, Jim, spend it as you want with the equipment. Then I would say to myself, okay, so now if I'm going to do water remediation, you know, you're talking one dehumidifier is $1,800.
Mm-hmm.
So to get 10 of those is 18 grand. You
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, we can definitely help you out there. When are you looking to bring it on by?
You know, obviously, if I was to do it that way, I want to bring it in before the season.
Okay.
It's coming up as far as broken pipes and burst pipes. I'm in New England. You're in California, correct?
Yeah, I'm San Diego area.
Yeah, you have a whole other world, my friend. Over here, we drop down, you know, you drop into the 20. When the heat has to come on, you know, and the heat has to come on here somewhere between... well, the weather has not been predictable across the country, so we really don't know. Nothing seems the same, you know. But coming into the weather, it's typically September, October, you know, where
okay.
You crank up heat, and that's when you get burst pipes.
Oh, man. Yeah, thankfully, a thing we don't have to deal with over here, and which is one of the factors that brought me over here.
Yeah, I'm with you, honey. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Here's my thing, though. I'm not really big on the bank stuff, personally.
Okay.
So when you say that, you know, I've worked very hard to keep what, you know, and I'm not looking...
Oh, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
I keep my stuff good, you know, meaning my credit and all of that. What do you have to bring to the table? What do you guys require as a company? You just don't throw money out there, my friend. I'm a businessman. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, of course.
When you say pre-approved, okay, what are the requirements and what kind of hoops and hurdles do I have to jump through? Because I'm not going to jump through a lot. As I told my bank when I did the credit line, you know, I automatically had 50 grand just like that, no problem.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with the equipment finance program, it's you know, we try to make it as simple and easy as possible so that you're able to get the money when you need it so you can do whatever projects or what have you with the timeline that you have. Here is a one-page application. You know, of course, you're familiar with other traditional banks that may take, you know, up to months for approval and even maybe a little bit longer to get funding. So what we do here is we do a 24-hour approval with a 48-hour funding. That's all depending, of course, on how fast you can get me the documents and then, you know, choosing the right program that makes sense for you. As well as, apart from the one-page application, you know, we'll need to see the 6 months of bank statements and, you know, depending... There's a lot of factors like what kind of equipment you're going to use it or what kind of equipment you're looking to bring on. And if you have a quote or invoice from that, we'll take that. And, you know, once you have your application in, we can get a better picture of, you know, the situation that you're in and present you with the different programs and offers that make sense.
Mm-hmm. That's equipment, correct?
Correct. Do you want the rundown for the working capital? Okay, working capital, like I said, you know, it's 10 to 15%. Same the process, you know, it's a simple one-page application. We'll need 6 months of bank statements, first 2 pages of the most recent business tax returns. And the people you work with, do you do credit cards, take credit cards from them? I'm guessing no.
No.
Yeah, so we don't need the merchant processing. Yeah, but, you know, the loan goes on your business credit. Now, it doesn't affect your personal credit. It's unsecured, you know, so if you wanted to go in Vegas and bet it on black, you can sure do that. We don't check on, well, you know what, like you said, you're smart, and we realize that you can use the money how you want to use it to better your business.
Yeah, I'm looking to stay in business. I'm not looking to buy myself out, you know.
Right. And one of the cool things we do with the working capital program is, you know, it's typically a shorter loan period. But if you pay back early, you're able to get discounts. You know, unlike other traditional banks, they want to make the most money out of it possible. So if you try to pay it back early, you know, there's obviously like fees and penalties. But with us, if you pay it back early, there's discounts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How long does it take on the working? And it doesn't have to be 50. What's the minimum amount?
Minimum that you're able to get, or what that we're able to offer?
Yeah, either one.
Well, like I said, the main thing that we look at for the working capital program is it's based on sales. So if you have good sales, we can assume that you can cash flow the note. And if you're looking at something less than 10 or 15% of, you know, your gross annual sales, then this shouldn't be a problem getting you what you need. What's your credit score looking like?
My personal?
Yes.
720.
720. And sorry, how long I think you may have said it before. How long have you been in business for?
8 years.
8 years. All right. Well, those are all like really strong factors that we look at. Let's see here. And you said you're looking to get it before this next season comes up?
Correct.
Okay. Well, what we can do is I can send you over an app, and you know, then we'll get send me back, you know, the app with the 6 month bank statement and the most recent tax return, then we can get a better picture and get you an answer to, you know, what your payback's looking like and what plan will look or what program will work best for you.
Okay.
Does that work out?
I can email that over. I think I have it. Somebody emailed me something.
I'll send another one if that's all right, just to make sure that you got it.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, what's your email?
All in one restoration. The number 1@gmail.com.
You said all in one restoration with the numerical one?
No, it's all one word. All in one, O-N-E, restoration. And then the number, numeric1@gmail.com.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll wrap it up. Everything that we'll need in this email. When do you think you'll be able to get it back to me, by?
I can't. As soon as possible.
So should I send? Should I set a call back up for next week Tuesday to see where you're at?
Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday. Actually, next week's Monday, so holiday. So yeah, I would say probably Tuesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday. When's a good time for you?
In the afternoon.
Afternoon. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, wrap it up here. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Jim. I'll send this out here and give follow-up on Tuesday if I don't hear from you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you very much. Have a good one. Bye.